Welcome back, everyone, to the Interrealms podcast. It's Kiggers here with he, him pronouns, and I think on the other end of my microphone or my computer is...
Hi, is anyone there? Hello, hello, it's Troj. How you doing, Kiggers? Long time.
I know, right? Weird. It's been, we're not going to talk about it. So, what have you been up to? I feel like it's been too long.
Oh, just Minecraft in general, you know, just the building, and a little bit more building.
Building, a little bit more building. You know, I believe you, but I feel like there's been other things going on, especially with regards to you and your channel that we might want to talk about, and what you did to the Interrealms server.
I wouldn't say what I did to the server. It may have been what our new overlord has done to the server. The all hail the mighty Anubis.
Yeah. Well, that's what you get with playing with the old gods, and they bring them in, and we did have a really good time. Well, I should actually say you guys had a really good time. I wasn't there, audience. I apologize. So I'm going to hear about this secondhand, just like you guys should have if you would have subscribed to the One Troj and Jurassic's videos. They did cover these, and I think some of our guests also covered them.
Yes, indeed. So we had a storyline going there, centered around the Stargate, because obviously the early part of my World 3 storylines and videos was all about Stargate and Stargate-based builds and things like that. And Anubis, the mighty god Anubis, decided he was going to make himself known to our world, and he invaded. In real terms, what that means is we invited, how many people? 15 special guests to the server?
I think so.
Other content creators. And we had a massive PvP event through the shopping district. And can I just say, I think everyone, there was about 30 of us online at one time. Mm-hmm. And I think every single one of us had an absolute fun time. It was a lot of laughs. There was a lot of clips. There was for those of us that were streaming, we got a lot of clips and shorts content out of it. Yeah, everyone had a whole heap of fun. And at the end of the day, that's what Minecraft is all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it did look like tons of fun, and it was so good to see all these new people on the server. So awesome. And just remember, guys, if you want to join us on the Interrealms server, come join us on Discord. Seriously, go to interrealmssmp.com, click on Connect, go down to our Discord link, and join us. There's a couple things we ask you to do to join us, but, you know, sometimes you just get to know us and you become guest stars even on this. And speaking of guest stars, at least one of those guest stars is actually a new player on the server.
Who?
Timoteri, of course.
And Devara.
And Devara. Was Devara part of that too? I did not remember that.
Yes. That's Devara was one of the invaders. Yes. Yeah, so we won't mention the outcome, though, in specifics of the war, of the invasion, other than to say the invaders won, and currently Interrealms is under the control of Anubis. Now, what that means, I'm not quite sure just yet, because that was not how it was planned to go out in my head. But, yes, the score was not even close.
No. We did have our best fighters there, and we just couldn't stand up to those invaders. I think we might have did too good a job outfitting them. Maybe a little.
Yes, what didn't help us was a lot of people that played are very familiar with the Vault Hunters mod pack and play on a Vault Hunters server, and you've got to be very good. Well, your combat skills in Vault Hunters has got to be very good, and yeah, they showed that. let's put it that way. The scoreboard, we're not even going to mention. Not even close.
No, it's fine. No. It's fine. We don't have to mention the specifics.
Yeah, we won't mention it was like 170 to 30, but we won't even go there.
Well, all hail Anubis. And, well, on a happier note, I think we've also got something relatively large coming up, or actually, as of time of recording, just passed.
Yes, and it's something I'm actually quite proud of. It was the third birthday of the Interrealms server at time of recording just a couple of days ago. So to think that we've made through to 3 years, personally, I think that's actually a fantastic achievement and still going. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. And I realized, I knew it was in August, and I went looking, and I always have to go back to the DTG Family Gaming channel, because mm-hmm. that's where the very first video came out. to see what the date was. And I actually looked and I was like, hey, it's today. I need to put some socials posts out. So it's only a couple of days ago, the time of recording. So happy birthday to Interrealms. It's been a ride. It's been a very interesting ride.
August 2nd, 2020, I believe.
Yep, that's correct. Like a lifetime ago.
I know. And guys, I guess that means we're out of our terrible twos and we're officially a toddler again. So, you know, it's all good there, right?
Yeah, the terrific threes.
Oh, there you go. The terrific threes.
Yeah, yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
No, it's been, you know, it's been from seeing it grow from its infant stages to, you know, how it's evolved to, you know, now being a community server, doing group events where, you know, you can get other content creators involved, you know, guests, appearances on the server. It's just to think where it is now to where it was from day one. It's very different. It's taken on a different life. It's evolved. And obviously we've got more things planned for the future. You know, we also got the, obviously this podcast network is part of the whole thing now as well. Yeah, it's just mind blowing really that it's sort of evolved into to where it is. Then when you actually look at it and you go back to see how many of the originals are still here, there's a decent number of originals that were not just on season one, but actually on the very first day when that server opened, are still here, still playing, still involved, still making content here. It's a bit heartwarming. It sort of gets you in the feels a bit.
Oh, it definitely does. But I do want to do a shameless plug because you did mention this podcast network and it's amazing. Some people don't know that we do, we have a network of podcasts. Did you know
aren't
that?
They?
Yeah.
I had an inkling that there was.
Yeah. So you guys may have heard of Minecraft Lab. They've spun off onto their own thing and you guys are releasing twice a month now, original content all about Minecraft and how your perspectives of it are, and especially through the lens of that small creator, right? That's kind of what you're going for?
Yeah, we're aiming for 2 a month. Sometimes, you know, life gets in the way and we get one out a month, but we are aiming for twice a month now. With the Minecraft Lab podcast. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we take a look at Minecraft basically for two lenses. One is through, you know, snapshots and what's coming up new and our theories on it and those sort of things. But we also come at it from the perspective of a small content creator trying to crack the code to be a bit bigger, and our experiences, our thoughts, and how it all interconnects. And having a lot of fun doing that with Miner. And I believe it's doing quite well. So, yeah, it's good to see.
Not well enough that we don't actually want you to go and look up Minecraft Lab on your favorite podcast app of choice. And I still think it's bizarre that you guys are being heard on, like, people's Amazon Alexas and Google Homes, where people are listening to your voices in their own home, not just in their ears, but, like, throughout their home. It's kind of weird to me.
They all come for Minor Thoughts' dulcet tones, my friend.
Fair point.
Yeah, yeah.
We do have a couple others that are still rolling along. They're actually brand new. We've got Inked Adventures, which is Minor Thoughts and I believe his daughter talking about comic books and different things there. It might be on a little bit of a hiatus just because life got in the way. So there's that one. We've got Does It Adapt, which is Minor Thoughts and his son that are getting together and talking about movie and TV show adaptations of comic books. Are you guys noticing a theme with Miner? He really likes those comic books, so keep that in mind. And then I gotta shamelessly plug mine, which is called Oversimplified, and it's my way of trying to get you guys educated on tech topics that may be a little complicated, but I try to put them in bite size or easier to digest terms. And got a little bit of a scam prevention thing going on there that you might want to give to your employees or coworkers to try to help them not get scammed and send out thousands of dollars from the company and get you fired. So it's a thing. This happens. Don't let it happen to you. So.
And I can honestly say that I've listened to a lot of the Oversimplified podcasts. They, as I'm driving around for work, you know, I'll be listening to something and all of a sudden it'll stop. And then next minute I hear Oversimplified comes on for a couple of minutes, and yeah, it's good to listen. It's like, that is interesting. So definitely well worth the listen.
I do have to get back to them myself, but that's enough about our podcast network. So again, if you want to check them out, check the link in the description or go to podcast.interrealmssmp.com And you'll see a list of everything there, as well as a list of all the recent podcast episodes right on that page. You can just play them. You don't even need to download them. You can just play them right there. Super simple and convenient for you guys, I hope. So, but I suppose we were talking about the interim's birthday. And are we doing anything for the birthday? I think it passed. We're just going to let it go, right? We're not going to do anything special or fun?
Nothing planned at all. We put up a couple of posts on socials. That's about it. Yeah, mate. That's all we got. I mean, would you like me to organize something?
I mean, I think the players wanted you to, and we just kind of ignored them, right?
Yeah, as we always do. So we totally haven't organized a live stream weekend for August 19 and 20, where we might possibly have 24 hours straight of action, fun, and frivolity live from the Interrealm server.
And I am super excited that I'm finally going to open up a brand new building in the shopping district, and I really can't wait for everybody to see it. So if you guys are hearing this, and I'm not even joking with you, even Troge is invited to this. You got to watch. I'm kicking off a live stream event, and if you guys could either show up or be in chat, I would appreciate it, because there is something that I can't wait to show you guys, and hopefully you'll have a lot of fun with it and probably have a lot of corrections to it. But that's okay. That's okay.
That makes me somewhat nervous.
He's been kept in the dark, guys. There's this big building and it says keep out. And he told me the other day, I want to go in. I want to go in so bad. I'm like, you can't go in. You're not allowed.
I can't. What about my free cam? Can my free cam go in?
No, your free cam can't go in either. No.
I was hoping that I'd found a loophole.
No. There's only certain people that are allowed in. Actually, there's more people that are allowed not allowed in than are allowed in, but that's another story. You'll find out.
I am looking forward. It's been intriguing me. Every time I fly down to that part of the spawn area and I see it, it's like, what is this? What is it? So, yeah, I can't wait. So I'm glad it's going to finally open.
It better. I have no excuses now. You guys, I'm putting this out in the ether. I'm putting this out in the podcast. So I have a due date for that building to be ready. That's 6:30 GMT on Saturday the 19th. So you guys, be there. Also, check out nrealmssmp.com/livestream. And you will see when everybody is streaming in your own time zone, plus links to everybody's things, which will hopefully be up and ready when this podcast gets released.
And can I just say, with the live stream weekend, I'm very excited to say that we've got some first-time streamers. Mm-hmm. Well, not first-time streamers. They already stream, but first-time joining us for the live stream weekend, who haven't previously been part of the event. Mm-hmm. So we've got DTG Plays, we've got Enzyme, Master Soil, and Timoteri.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, joining us for our first official live stream weekend. So mm-hmm. It's nice to see how they go.
Definitely.
And then obviously all your old favorites like Keegers, Mika, Elaney, Lion Cubsy, Minor Thoughts, and Naku. Oh, and Thomas Thornton.
And the one Troge.
Oh, yeah, I'm streaming too at some point.
Yes. Sometime. Sorry about it.
At some point.
And if that website doesn't work, if you're not cool with the website, you can also, again, join our Discord. We're going to turn notifications on for everybody just for that weekend so you can see when everybody's streaming during those times. So that way you can just get a little blip on your phone and go, oh, I need to join, and you can join. Super simple. So
yeah, it should be a heap of fun. We usually have a whole lot of fun with our live stream weekends. I think this is the fourth one we've done now, and the first three have just been a whole heap of fun. And I can't wait to see what shenanigans we get up to this time.
Yeah. So in addition to our live stream weekend, I'm guessing we'll see some of these during that weekend maybe, as I know a lot of our players are starting their bigger builds on the server, especially, you know, now that we've got 120 installed and ready to go. And you've got a big build coming up, and want to mention that at all? Or?
Well, it's turned into a big build. It was originally going to be my month-long project to fill in time between 119 and 120 coming out, and it's turned into, you have to call it a mega build, because it's like 250,000 blocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's slightly on the bigger side, and some of the block counts is absolutely ridiculous. I just realized we made a colossal mistake.
Keith. What? What did we do?
It's not just Devara and Timoteri that was in the invading army that joined the server. It's also Sim.
Oh, God.
Oh, my Lord. How could we forget Sim? Sorry, Sim. Sim joined the server, too. And the reason I mention this is because Sim, Naku, who else? Sim, Naku, Mika.
Enzyme. He's helping now. That's what you're going for.
Oh, yes, I am. I know Minor Thoughts will help a bit. If I forgot anyone, I apologize. They'll go in the video for it. But they've all helped me put the resources together for this build, because some of the requirements that we need is just ridiculous. So to give some context to how big this thing is, Naku and Sim went into an ancient city to strip it bare of all of the skulk blocks in this ancient city to go towards this project. And when they finished, it wasn't even a quarter of what I need. Just in skulk alone. There's like 4,000 lava buckets. So some of the block counts on this thing is just ridiculous. So it's big, it's large, but it's going to have a mini game in it. So it's something that everyone on the server is going to be able to enjoy. And this might be letting the cat out of the bag, but if you actually want access to the black market, finally, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to go play this game.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah. But that's not the only big project that's around. Cool. Naku's making progress with her large base.
Yep.
Finally, over on, I think, on the northwest of the Ocean Island, Ocean of Clans Island. And it's, for someone that's told me for the longest time, I'm not a builder, that thing is turning out really good.
Agreed. Every time I fly past it, I'm like, it's no longer a mob farm. Woohoo!
That's always a good thing.
No, but it is gorgeous. But
I was having a look for photos for the socials and to put up on Twitter and whatnot. Sorry, on X or whatnot. And I was having a look at the photos that she posted on her socials of her custom terraforming under the water at the base of that build. And it is just gorgeous. So it's definitely worth checking out. I can't wait for her to actually finish that, because it's coming up really, really. It's probably one of the best builds on the island there now.
That's high praise. I've seen some of those builds, and that's high praise. Nice job, Naku.
It is looking good. But there's a lot of big projects
around. A lot of them.
I know Enzyme's building his base at the moment. We won't mention that it's in ocean territory, but we'll skip right past that one. I've seen the plans for his base, and it's going to look pretty impressive as well. That's what I've seen getting around. And I know Elaine's got her. I think I've lost count of the amount of projects that she's working on.
But her big one is taking shape. She's got her main tower started. We've got our path between our builds going, which is awesome. And she's got her lava glass effect down. So if you guys haven't checked her out, please check out what she's doing on Twitch. It's pretty awesome.
And I'm privy to know what Mika is going to be building when he can find the right location, since he was eyeing off a location and got out there and went, oh, wait, that's where Troj is building his big pyramid. Then I felt bad. But claim areas, people. Claim areas. I've seen what he's going to do, and I would go as far as to say that I've only seen one part of it, is probably the best build he has ever designed. It is just gorgeous. The way he's used the blocks, the color palette, the way it's all come together, what he's done in the creator world there, it's just it's good. And I hope to goodness he makes a video out of it. He just doesn't just build it and it's done. I hope he makes a video of it, because it's just stunning, and people deserve to see it.
I can't wait. I haven't been on the creative world to see, so I can't wait.
I don't think it's on the Interim's creative world. I think it's on his own personal one, but he's done it on streams. Fair. So it's just absolutely stunning. So, and for those players that are listening, don't forget, we do have a creative server. You can get on and toss ideas around and build things. And if you want a sneak peek at that big build that I'm talking about, it's actually on that server at the moment.
There's pictures. We've seen it.
Yeah, don't need to see. You've seen pictures yet. I think Jurassic's actually, how can we forget Jurassic's? He's got his big Elven Kingdom build in the works as well.
Oh, it's
gorgeous. And I've seen what he's been designing on that server as well. Oh, and it's just.
And he's got it in survival already. Like, it's amazing.
Has he already?
He's got a lot of it. I flew past there the other day and went, I need to look down because, wow, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be mega. It's wow. Mega.
And then I'm not glossing over these people. We were just talking and gushing over more people. We've got even our King Cubsy has his town that's going up and his new castle going in. And his statues that have already been there. But that whole colossal area is just looking great. Amazing. Can't say much more about it.
We were speaking earlier in the podcast about, you know, it's the third birthday and the evolution that Interrealms has come. But the evolution of our players is just incredible to see as well. Like, I look back and to season one, and Cubsy obviously was one of the first players on the server as well. Yeah, and he built a pyramid and a ancient Egyptian sort of settlement. And at the time, we looked at that and went, this is huge, you know, this is, you know, it's massive. And I went back there recently to look at something on a download. And you look at it and go, it's not as big as I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Because our skills have all changed. We're building bigger. We're more brave, I guess, to do bigger projects.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at it now, your memories that you have of season one, when you go back onto that world and you look at it, and you go, that's actually not that big. I could probably knock this over in an afternoon, whereas that project took 8 months.
Yep.
You know, it's, it's nice to see that personal development, that personal growth that not just the servers had, but our players as well. It's really nice to see.
However, I do laugh that our King Cubsy, the leader of the clans, has also actually gone back to being a king, because in season one he was a pharaoh and now he's back to being king. So I mean, he really hasn't evolved or changed much at all, so there's that.
Well, he's not currently king. He was deposed by a berry bush.
That's true.
And then Anubis took over, so he's not currently king despite what he says on his name plaque. But I just find it humorous that he was literally deposed by a berry bush and we all rallied around the berry bush.
It is,
we didn't even argue. It's like, yeah, we didn't even argue. It's like, berry bush, done. Yeah.
As an aside, while we're looking at this, I think Troj does need to actually update the Inner Realms live stream weekend photo, because Barry the Berry Bush is not featured in it. And where the photo is, Barry the Berry Bush should be there. So,
how dare I? Am I? I will need to do this.
Yep.
Actually, that whole picture is very different now. If we were to take an updated photo.
Oh, my.
It's just going ahead in leaps and bounds over there in the shopping district, so in that central area.
Yep. We actually had to expand the shopping district because there wasn't enough area for shops, and there's just tons and tons of stuff going on there. I mean, even I built a shop, which is amazing.
I cannot wait to see some more of the shops come up. I know I'm waiting for Starlet Sparky to build their trim shop. With the new armor trims, and we've just installed on the server elytra trims as a mod, so we can actually put our trims on our elytras now too. So more things to sell. So Starlet, can't wait, because I want to go buy some stuff.
Fair. Speaking of that caves town down there, we've also had Tom for Fun working on a giant desert marketplace, kind of a little bit of a nod to the shopping district, but kind of like a market, like a desert markety thing. Kind of, I'm picturing like Aladdin actually down there, which is kind of cool. I hope he keeps working on it.
Yeah, it'd be good to see how that ends up and looks. Definitely taken over that whole desert vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I had Aladdin in my mind as well. So funny you should mention that. But yeah, no, it's coming along quite well. So yeah, hopefully you see him finish that in the very near future.
Mm-hmm. And during this little break that we've taken, we have had quite a few people actually join the community server. Remember, it is a community server. If you want to join us on Discord, get to know us, and we'll tell you how to get on there. We've had Swirl, Devara, Timitary, Simhel, and I think that's That's it. But that's quite a few people we've had join. So, if you guys want to join us.
We do have a new one coming up this week, actually, time of recording.
We do. We do. So hopefully they'll be in. I think it's this Wednesday, but we'll see. No, I'm kidding. They should be joining us. It'll be great. It'll be great.
Yeah. So, new people coming in all the time. So, nice to see.
Nice to see. All right, Troj, I think that's all we've got. I mean, just a few things coming up. Basically, our live stream weekend. Guys, if you do want to check that out, again, innerrealmssmp.com/livestream. The whole schedule will be up there. Or join our Discord. You'll get notifications when people go live. Thanks for joining me, Troj. It's been a long time. Hopefully, our listeners will chime in and let us know how much they missed us. And how about this, guys? I do have a question that's burning in the back of my mind. If you can, first of all, of course, please give us a rating. 5 stars would be awesome, but if it's not 5 stars, at least something so we know how we're doing. Maybe give us a comment on things. But hey, the question that I have, and if you want to just, even if you jump on our Discord for like 5 seconds to answer this question, you can just ping me directly, is what social media do you guys use? There's that whole upheaval with X, and we're not going to get into the political side of this. I don't really care. I'm just curious, what are you guys actually going to? We're going to try to keep our presence out there and known, but we want to know, what are you guys looking at? Because if we don't know, we can't connect with you, and we'd love to connect with you. That's all I got, Troj. How about you?
I'm good. I'm done. I think I've said everything I needed to say.
All right.
So, has been a hot minute, but hopefully we can get back to doing these a bit more regularly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thanks guys for listening again. Leave that rating interview and we'll catch you sometime in the future. Take care.
And hopefully see some of you in our streams on Twitch for the live stream weekend coming up very soon.
Absolutely. Bye, everybody.
Bye.